war protest on the army TV while we were there.
By the way, you know.
I suppose you didn't like us going to Greece, eh? You think you shouldn't go to a fascist country like Greece, then, but it's all right to live in a fascist country like Britain or America, is it?
I think America is a good place to live right now because, I mean, if you were interested or committed and not too cowardly, you might conceivably make a difference by what you did. That's one of the
Well, we've been trying to go to America to do something for the last 7 or 8 months,
oh,
but I can't get in.
Oh,
yeah, we'll turn it.
Seriously, you don't understand how they protest, my dear.
Will you tell me, what were they singing at the moratorium?
The moratorium,
the one here, the recent big one, they were singing
America,
Give Peace a Chance, you know.
A song of yours, probably.
Well, yes, and it was written specifically for them.
Where are we, and what is this, and what have you have to do with the moratorium? So they sang one of your songs.
Well, if you...
Great
song,
sure, but is that all you can say about that, the moratorium?
You were saying that in America they're so serious about the protest movement.
Yes, they are.
But they were so flippant that they were singing a happy-go-lucky song, which happens to be one I wrote, and I'm glad they sang it. And when I get there, I'll sing it with them, when I get in. And that was a message from me to America or to anywhere, that I used my songwriting ability to write a song that we could all sing together. And I'm proud that they sang it at the moratorium. I wouldn't have cared if they'd sang We Shall Overcome, but it just so happens they sang that, and I'm proud of it. And I'll be glad to go there and sing with them.
Make it jolly.
I will make it jolly.
Yes, you know, we have to make it jolly.
Why?
We can't all afford to be neurotic.
Maybe we might stop the war. You
By
know.
Being jolly?
Yes, it's because the thing is, when you're happy and when you're smiling, you don't want to kill somebody, do you? You know, it's when you're very serious you start to think about violence and death and killing. I mean, have you ever seen a person killing somebody with a smile on his face and being happy? No, killers are unhappy people. And they're violent because they're so unhappy and so damn serious.
Mrs. Lennon, we're boring.
Did it ever...